Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. The RV Endeavour, the oldest research vessel in the country, was retired last month after 49 years of research at sea. We sent Nat Hardy from our Possibly team to the University of Rhode Island, where the ship is docked, to talk with scientists who worked on board.
On a stormy day in April, oceanography professor Jamie Palter took a trip out to sea on the Endeavour.
You can picture Rhode Island in April. It was cold, rainy. If it was 45 degrees outside, we were lucky.
The Endeavour was taking her and her team about 200 miles off the coast of New England to the mighty Gulf Stream.
But what's amazing is once you cross the Gulf Stream, you're basically in the weather of Bermuda.
Even in the dead of winter, it's 65 degrees and the crew is swapping jackets for t-shirts. That happens because they're floating on top of an incredibly powerful underwater current. The Gulf Stream carries a huge amount of warm water from the Caribbean into the North Atlantic. And it's hard to overstate just how important this underwater highway is for our weather. Jamie was out there to study it.
There's also a fear that a component of the Gulf Stream could slow down with the threat of climate change, and with that slowdown could really alter Northern Hemisphere weather.
To figure out if that slowdown is happening, Jamie and her team went out on the Endeavour to collect data about ocean currents and temperature. But after more than 700 research expeditions, the Endeavour has taken its last trip. I took a tour of the ship before it was officially decommissioned.
Kind of a tricky ladder. You just kind of pretend it's stairs. So here in the main lab, we have displays set up for the sailing scientists to be able to
That's Eric Grubel, the manager of marine scientific research at URI's Graduate School of Oceanography. He walks me around the dark hallways of the ship and into the mess deck, which looks like a 1970s diner.
It's also Endeavour's famous for our ice cream freezer, which I'll show you right now.
Eric's worked on the ship for 13 years.
So do other ships not have an ice cream freezer?
Not one this big or well stocked.
He's the liaison between the crew and the rotating teams of scientists.
We get their equipment running, a lot of times repair it when it breaks, and allow them to access the full capability of the vessel.
The Endeavour has played a big role in what we know about the ocean. The first in-depth measurements of the Gulf Stream were done on the Endeavour back in the 70s, and that's data that researchers still use today.
It's pretty sad, actually. Endeavour's just been here so long. I've been here almost 29 years, and she was here when I got here.
That's David Smith, another professor of oceanography at URI. The Endeavour docks right by David's office.
I always look to see, is the ship at the dock or not? Every day I do that, just kind of knee-jerk. It's going to be sad.
But URI's research at sea isn't ending with the Endeavour. A new ship, up to date with all the latest technology, is set to arrive in Rhode Island in 2027. But both the Endeavour and this new ship, the Narragansett Dawn, are owned by the National Science Foundation, which has been a target for massive funding cuts by the Trump administration. Everyone I talked to at URI worried that potential cuts would bring consequences for the new ship and its crew, but no one knew exactly what those consequences might be. In total, more than 8,000 scientists spent time on board the Endeavour. Jamie Palter told me that the ship is a through line between generations of oceanographers who've all gone out to sea, taken some small samples of water, and chipped away at the same big questions.
And it always makes me really appreciate the part of oceanography that is about community, because one measurement doesn't do very much, but it's only as a collective when we put all our measurements together that we start to make sense of the world.
In Narragansett, people are sad to see the Endeavour's life come to an end, but the research that happened on board still has decades of life left to live.
Thank you, Nat. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the ways your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and Ocean State Media.